Well, joining us on the line, we're joined by Bryce Anderson with DTN, the senior ag meteorologist. And Bryce, as we talk about harvest and the upcoming weather outlook, especially this week, it looks like some good moisture coming in.
There really is that amount of rain that is significant, Leslie. We're looking at rainfall for much of the Midwest that is going to range from about a half to 1.5 inches. Possibly up to the 2 to 3 inch range in eastern Iowa and then towards Chicago. And then in the southern plains, we're seeing rains in that half to 1.5 inch category. And, of course, some of that is the result of the former Hurricane Norbert system out in the eastern Pacific that brought that terrific flooding into the Phoenix area earlier this week. Well, we're getting the moisture trail from that, and it's all helping to recharge soil moisture. I know it's making things kind of tough to get things going for early wheat planting, but I think at this point we'll take the moisture.
Also at the same time with this, we got a cold front coming in, and how cold is it going to get this week?
It is going to get into the light freeze category over much of the far northern portion of the Corn Belt, and that would be in the eastern Dakotas, into parts of Minnesota, and then western Wisconsin. There were some projections a few days ago at the end of last week that had the coldest air making its way clear into central Iowa. That's been moderated quite a bit. And so it does look like we're going to see some of that chill in the northern, say, quarter of the Corn Belt, but not really getting into some of the higher production areas of the three I states there along Interstate 80. And because of that, there's been more confidence that there's not going to be a quick and painful end to what has been kind of a long and drawn-out crop season, considering how cool it's been.
And are we about on track for normal in terms of this being our first freeze?
I think we are. There's going to be probably some early freeze over that far northern area and then, of course, into the Canadian prairies. But over the remainder of the central U.S., our thought is that there's going to be more of a normal first freeze date. And at that point, then, there's many locations that get well into October before that happens. Some crops may still be a little bit shy of full maturity with that occurrence, but it does not look like it's going to be a real widespread catastrophe when it comes to that final end of the growing season.
You're talking about a light freeze, so what kind of impact will that have on crops?
I think we could see some impact on about 10% of the total corn acreage in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, the eastern Dakotas. The actual killing out of crops would be very scattered with only a 32-degree temperature. We would have to see those temperatures get into the 27 to 28 degree bracket Fahrenheit for a hard killing freeze to be in effect. And because of that, I don't think that there's going to be a real big crop loss, even though it certainly is colder. The thing that this type of scenario really points out to, in our opinion, is that there's going to be a drawn-out harvest season. And that obviously means that it's going to be more expensive and more difficult for crops to come out of the field in prime drying in a favorable moisture state before going into storage. And so drying is going to be a bigger part of things this year, and that is going to slow down harvest.
With getting the moisture this week and then also getting the freeze, what will the moisture also do with having this freeze?
Well, I think one thing that areas that get the rain this week that we are looking for are going to have is actually some protection from conditions getting too terribly cold. We know that when ground is wetter, that it actually helps to moderate the effects of a cold air package. And so I think they're actually going to get some benefit from that in terms of temperature moderation. So that's going to be a benefit there. And in terms of how it affects the conditioning of soils for harvest, that's going to be another issue. because obviously the colder it is and after rain, it's going to take longer for fields to dry out to be able to move equipment in and actually get harvest underway.
We've been joined by Bryce Anderson of DTN, the senior agricultural meteorologist, joining us today on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. I'm Leslie Smith.